This is Jamie Dyer welcoming you to another edition of The Quocast, a status quo fan podcast. And if you'd like to be on a future edition of the show, then you can. You can email quocast@outlook.com. That's quocast@outlook.com. Tweet @castquo on Twitter, or go to the Facebook page, which is just simply The Quocast. A spur of the moment podcast, and just an additional one to the one that I already had planned, because today, Wednesday the 8th of July 2020, is the day that the track Lockdown by John Coughlin's Quo is released on all platforms. Now, it was available on Spotify the day before and is still available there. So if you haven't heard it, go onto Spotify, type in John Coughlin Lockdown, and it should appear. And I have to say, I'm not about to review the track in any way, but I do absolutely love it. I think it is a great throwback to the 70s Quo sound, of which John himself said that he was very much a part of. And I find it very catchy. The video that they've come up with is very memorable. There's lots of little bits in there. John putting the symbol on his head, cutting the grass, you know, all the things that appear. They put a lot of care and effort into that. It was very easy in our current situation to write a song called Lockdown and just throw it away into nothing, and just capitalize on the spur of the moment. But they have really made the most of it, and I love it. Like I say, I'm not about to sit here and review it and give it marks out of five. Ooh, five. No, it's available now on all platforms. So I do recommend going and taking a look and downloading, because if you haven't downloaded before, it's very simple. Just go and click the button and it will download to your computer, your mobile, your tablet, whatever it is that you're using. I should also say as well that the part of the package, it seems, is not just the track Lockdown, but they know their fan base. There is also an instrumental version as well, so a version without the lyrics. That is available, and again, it just shows how tight they are and how good the track is at recapturing that classic Quo sound. And all the little bits that you miss because you're busy during the radio edit listening to the lyrics, which are very apt for right now. And even a couple of weeks or so after they debuted it on their Facebook page and subsequently YouTube and on the website, it still has a degree of relevance, and certainly is something I think that we will look back on with great fondness to this, you know, to this time. So yeah, I just wanted to take this opportunity to tell people that it was there, really. And go out and buy it, basically. Well, actually, I think the thing is, don't go out and buy it. Download it. That's the whole point. So yeah, John Coughlin's Quo, Lockdown. It's available on all platforms right now. Tell us what you think of the track on the Facebook page. And at some point, I'll have to look at trying to get John on here. That would be an interesting interview. I've heard a few interviews with him, and I would like to talk to him. So yeah, we'll see where we go from there. But yeah, I have been listening to that track non-stop. Absolutely love it. And like I say, to those regular listeners of the podcast who know what's coming next in our line of episodes, don't worry, it's still going to be released on the day in which I said it would. This is just a little additional thing to celebrate the fact that there is a new piece of Quo out there, and it's called Lockdown by John Coughlin's Quo, and it's available now. This is Jamie Dyer saying thank you very much for listening, and bye-bye for now.